Wilson is the director for the Chronic Care Policy Group within the Center for Medicare and Medicaid. Mr. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about the Chronic Care Policy Group within the Center for Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, this is a group in the agency, and we're part of the larger Department of Health and Human Services, and our main focus is the administration of certain Medicare benefits for the elderly and disabled, particularly those that beneficiaries use throughout their lifetime that have chronic needs.
Now, there is a new competitive bidding program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a great program because it does a few things that are very important. It helps out in terms of prices, not just for taxpayers and Medicare, but also for beneficiaries. Under this program, beneficiaries pay coinsurance, about 20% off the price of a product like a wheelchair or oxygen equipment or even diabetic test strips and supplies. And in this case, we've been able to lower the prices by an average of 35.5%. And what that means is beneficiaries save, consumers save, and taxpayers save. And that's a great thing. In fact, over the next 10 years, beneficiaries are expected to save an estimated $17.1 billion, which is very significant. So we're very happy about that.
How are you able to save the money?
Well, essentially what we do is we go out and we put items up for bid. So we may bid wheelchairs or oxygen equipment and other supplies among suppliers. They give us their best price. We make sure that they're only qualified suppliers, and then we pick those qualified suppliers that offer the best price for Medicare and compute a price off of their best price that they offer us. And so we get savings. And by the way, that's how hospital systems and others do business in the market. And so Medicare should get smarter and do it too.
And savings is the big deal. So you can't get a company in that you like better than another one because you're going based on price and product.
We're going based on price and product, and we're also making sure that we're only doing business with suppliers that meet quality standards, financial standards, licensing, and other requirements. So we make sure we have good guys in the business, and then we take the good guys that offer the best price.
How many people will this affect?
Well, right now we are operating the program in 9 areas of the country. That started in 2011. That affects 2.3 million beneficiaries, and we were able to save just last year $202 million. We're rolling that out more broadly across the country right now. That'll be effective in 2013 in 91 additional areas across the country, including several in Michigan.
And when will the Michigan locations, or when will that happen?
Well, we've already bid in those locations, not Lansing, but in Greater Detroit, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, greater area, and I think one other. But that'll be effective in 2013.
Well, saving money is a big deal, isn't it?
Saving money is a big deal, but not just for taxpayers and the Medicare program. It's also important for consumers on the ground, and that's what's so good about this program.
Why do you think Medicaid's dragging their feet as far as joining the program?
Well, that's actually an interesting question, and I think a lot of Medicaid programs are interested in what we're doing, and there is a lot of discussion about how Medicaid can use this program. And in fact, I think there was something in the president's budget this year that talked about that.
All right. We've been talking with Lawrence Wilson, who's the director of chronic care policy within the Center for Medicaid and Medicare. Thanks so much, sir, for your time.
Absolutely. Have a great day.